With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Americans react to the Trump guilty verdict.
I'm just glad that I feel like justice was done today.
I was baffled when I heard that all counts he was found guilty on. Some of them just didn't make sense. I think the evidence that they found as well just didn't make sense at all. I don't think it was morally ethical, too, for their verdict, but... yeah, I'm excited to still vote for him and still support him.
The former president convicted of all 34 felony counts in his New York criminal trial.
This was a rigged, disgraceful trial. The real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people. And they know what happened here, and everybody knows what happened here.
Mr. Trump says what happened here was a show trial staged in one of the bluest locales in the country, presided over by a partisan judge who hindered the defense at every turn while giving the prosecution free rein, who muzzled him with an unconstitutional gag order, who denied a change of venue request, and who issued highly questionable jury instructions. Sentencing July 11th, with Mr. Trump facing potential prison time. We'll hear more from him later this morning when he holds a news conference at Trump Tower. The Biden team says no one is above the law. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden has given Ukraine the go-ahead to use American weapons to strike military targets inside Russia, targets that are used to attack Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv. Police call it an ambush. A Minneapolis police officer is dead, killed while providing medical care to a man who then shot him. The suspected gunman and another person were also killed, which left a third person gravely injured in the South Minneapolis neighborhood. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red so far. Right now, the Dow futures down 14 points. This is SRN News. Sex ed classes have started an uproar in Australia.
Parents are outraged after an LGBT activist delivered a presentation at a high school in Renmar, which several female students say included an explanation of bestiality. Local officials have launched an investigation. Some psychologists and leaders of the LGBT community are advocating for the recognition of people who embrace so-called zoophilia, as well as those who say they are attracted to minor children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Season 4 of The Chosen will finally become available for streaming on Sunday night after much delay. Dallas Jenkins, who created the popular story of the life of Christ, says the show will release 2 new episodes a week through the month of June on Sundays and Thursdays. While all of Season 4 was released to theaters earlier this year, streaming was delayed by legal problems. Jenkins also tells Religion News Service that his company is parting ways with Angel Studios. This is SRN News. One problem after another with that U.S. military-built Gaza aid pier. An update from the Media Line's Michael Friedson.
The temporary pier assembled on the Mediterranean coast of the Gaza Strip has lasted barely a week before being torn apart by high winds and rough seas. The project had been intended to provide a path to delivering sufficient humanitarian supplies to stave off hunger in the Palestinian enclave, as the war between Israel and Hamas terrorists rages on. But critics, who are mocking the $320 million effort, insist that the pier was constructed more as a diversion than a solution. Officials estimate a daily need for 600 trucks bringing in supplies to satisfy the need. Before its destruction, the military-built pier failed to deliver the predicted 160 trucks. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
Find more details at themedialine.org. More information at srnnews.com.